This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Got a couple of quick hit stories for you. Obviously, you're aware that Justin Trudeau, the little boy that, the little engine that couldn't, who's now the dictator of Canada, ended his Emergencies Act. After faking a Wu flu scare and running from the truckers, Trudeau emerged as little Tommy Toughbutt. He invoked the Emergency Powers Act in response to Canadians fighting for their basic human rights. And interestingly, he doubled down by confiscating trucks and bank accounts. But things changed. Trudeau ended his stint as a puppet dictator. He revoked emergency powers used to dislodge this trucker-led protest in Ottawa and the various blockades that were crossing into the United States, and he declared that the crisis was over. Today, we're ready to confirm that the situation is no longer an emergency. Oh, you know, this is what he says. Today, we're ready to confirm that the situation is no longer an emergency. He's such a putz. Hey, Canadians out there, you have a sissy boy as a president. Or whatever his role is, prime minister, whatever the heck he is. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So, Kevin, it's over. What's the big deal? The big deal is it never should have happened. The big deal is we won. He did have to capitulate. It's now going to be looked at. His father implemented this before, but it was for a war. This guy did this over people wanting their sovereignty to say, I don't want to get a shot. This is going to go into some other stuff here in a minute because I'm going to talk about the impact of the folks getting woke to woke. Anyway, Trudeau went on to say, the threat continues, but it's no longer acute. We are confident that existing laws and bylaws are sufficient to keep people safe. Yeah, safe from the truckers. That's the equivalent of Lori Lightfoot saying, you know what, we've ruled on bread and they can now go back to serving muffins in the bakery. Emergency's over. And then people in Chicago getting shot every weekend in massive numbers. Do you want me to give you the Chicago shooting numbers? Oh, I got a listener who says, Kevin, please don't. Please don't. I give you numbers not because I'm trying to make you understand the numbers. I'm giving you the numbers because of the metaphor. Here's the metaphor of Canada. Justin Trudeau wants to take away the rights of people to determine if they should get a shot in their arm or not, a shot that most likely would kill them because they don't have all the data and probably would have the ability to have their lights turned out at any point by the government and the pharmaceutical companies. And he calls that an emergency. You better get the shot. Meanwhile, you know what? Canadians are dying every single day in violence created by guys like him and their policies, and he won't do a thing. Now, I don't need Canada to make this point. I could do it right here with Joe Biden. We're saving lives. We're saving lives with this vaccine. Get vaccinated. You're saving lives. Let me ask you this. Do you think Joe Biden wants to get to the root cause of the crime that kills thousands of Americans every year? Tens of thousands? You think he wants to get to the root crime of that? To come up with a vaccine for that? I don't think so. This trucker situation in Canada was never an emergency. Trudeau tested the people to see how far they were willing to go. And while his legislature they backed this dictatorial act, Trudeau read the writing on the wall. And before even the Canadian Senate ruled on the legislation, he preempted the decision and said, you know what, we're going to, it is over. It's now over. I think I want to project that I won. So the last of the big rigs got towed out of Canada. They said the police crackdown saw 200 arrests and blah, 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 blah. What's next? Let me tell you what's next. I'm willing to bet Justin Trudeau committed a career limiting move. We call them CLMs when I was in business, you know, in management consultant. I'd go meet with a board and somebody would open their mouth in a board meeting. I'd go, oh, that guy just committed or girl committed a CLM. Career limiting move. We push back on the New World Order, folks, and we will continue to do so. Want to bring it to the United States? Oh, by the way, Justin Trudeau loves Black Lives Matter. And I'm reading this. This was in the New York Post. The beleaguered Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation has been kicked off of Amazon's charity platform for its failure to disclose where tens of millions in donation it received in nearly 2 years has ended up. Amazon Smile, which gives a portion of eligible purchases on the online shopping site to charities, said it had to temporarily suspend the group. Folks, you want to know how these guys get funded? I just gave it to you. They get funded through our money going into Amazon. And look, I think it's great that Amazon's doing this. Here's the problem. They're not giving money to me. They're not giving money to conservative causes. They're financing terror groups. And by the way, do you think Justin Trudeau's going to renounce them? Let me ask you. Have you heard any leftist political company, political group, politico person, politico, on the left, denounce Black Lives Matter, knowing that these people are stealing money, building houses, and that money's not going to what it's supposed to go to? Have you heard anybody?
Oh, yeah, it's a terrible thing that they're doing, and I'm going to have to renounce them.
Said no leftist, Democrat, progressive ever. I haven't heard it. If somebody's heard it, please let me know. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. What do? We do all kinds of great stuff. You know exactly what I'm about, period. If you've hung around me, this is me, like it or not. And you know my other part of the saying, I don't give a crap. We go out there, we fight for kids with real 501c3 type education projects that I fund. I'll admit, August Bush, many of these big wig guys have helped me initially, but I don't get consistent money from them. They said, Kev, we'll get you started, bro. And they did, and God bless them. I'm happy to call them friends. But let me tell you, they finally say, look, you got to get more people involved. Does the conservative movement do it? No. But you know what they'll set up? They'll set up ways for Black Lives Matter to get millions of dollars, and they don't even have to report it. Let me put it this way. With the money that Black Lives Matter has put us, that they can't account for, I could run my charity for 20 years. I don't get no respect. I tell you what, conservatives, if you only understood the power that you possess by just helping a little, we could end all this stuff. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Why are we here? Yeah, why are we here? You took a road trip you didn't want to go on. I'm reminded of a story I heard from a guy. He goes, man, I used to hate. My parents would just say, we're going here. And he says, my dad had this routine sort of mapped out where we're going to go here, then here. And he had like 100, and he jokingly said, he had like 150 things we were going to do, and it was all timed out. He goes, I hated it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Hated the structure. So he says now, he mentioned, I went to Maui, he took his family to Maui. He says, you know what I did? I laid on the beach. And people would come up and say, well, haven't you driven up to Haleakala? And haven't you gone to the, you know, Court of Twin Sisters and this, that, and that? He's like, nope, not doing any of it. I'm going to do what I want to do. As an adult, it's my free choice, and I'm not going anywhere. If a whale doesn't jump up on the beach, I ain't going to see it. He didn't say that, but I added that. Again, welcome. Welcome to choice, free choice to do what you want. And are you one of those people that go, oh, my God, he was on Maui. Why didn't he golf? And why didn't he go up to Haleakala? And why didn't he go to the seven sacred pools? And why didn't he drive along? Whatever. Look, if he go to a luau, go to a movie, eat restaurants. I'm sure he did some of that, and I know he did. He mentioned it. But I'm not one to tell him what to do, what his enjoyment is. And you know why? Because his truth was, what his dad used to do. Here are all the things you must do, and we got to get it all in. And he was like, no, I will spend my vacation the way I want. Yep. Well, Democrats have taken us on a ride, folks. They're telling us what we're going to do, and they have it literally just... I mean, it's on paper. Here's what we will do to the conservatives. Here's how we will drive them crazy. They orchestrate every piece of it. Every bit of this is a journey that you don't want to go, but it is structured. You are in the vehicle. We will tell you when you must go pee. You ever been in a car when you go, hey, I got to go to the bathroom? And your parents, we don't go to the bathroom until we gas up at the next stop. You better hold it, kid. Now, I hope you didn't have a parent like that. But some people did. They want to take you on a road trip, and they say, we will tell you it's 400 miles between when we go to use, you know, get to the next stop. And I don't care if you're 3 years old and you got a bladder the size of an acorn. I'm not stopping until we gas up. Yeah, we're on that kind of a trip. But people are waking up all over the country, all over the world. And what might surprise many Americans, there was a reporter, he mocked the Biden administration's sanctions of Russia. He's an AP reporter. I think his name is Lee, like Mark Lee or Mike Lee or something like that. But he actually made fun of them.
Because I think I asked the wrong question. I should have, instead of asking you what is exempted, because I've seen the list of exemptions, and it's frankly huge. Can you give us an example of the kinds of talks that now are no longer going to take place?
You're asking me to...
Are we talking about cultural exchanges or what? I mean, because if you look at the list of stuff that's exempted, you start with the JCPOA, you go to climate, you go to COVID, you go to anything having to do with consular affairs.
What you will see...
You go to anything that the seventh floor thinks is significant enough, which could be anything. So I'm just wondering, what is it?
You will see
the Arctic Council in there.
You will see a focus on our core national security interests.
Yeah, but every international organization, you know, contact with the Russians at every international organization is carved out, is exempted from this.
Matt, I'm not sure this question.
Going from the ICAO to the Arctic Council to the OSCE.
We are going to pursue.
Well, so what has been banned or halted because of this directive?
We are going to pursue what is in our national security interest. Some of the things you just listed are fundamental to our national security interest. Just because Russia has taken this action doesn't mean that we should stop caring about our own security, the well-being, the welfare, the safety, the security of the American people. You've seen for yourself at least what purports to be a list of areas where we need to engage, we might need to engage to pursue those core national security interests. I will leave it to your well-informed imagination. What might not meet that criteria?
I'm just wondering, can you point to something specific that is now no longer able to be talked about with Russians bilaterally because of this? Because it just seems like almost everything that one can imagine, except for, I don't know, you know, licensing for artwork to come to be loaned to a museum,
the Russian,
is included.
There's, for the record, there's quite a bit to digest there, folks. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That guy's name was Matt, by the way. I think I may have called him Mike or whatever, but he's an AP reporter, and he's blasting Biden. He's saying, what are these sanctions going to do? They don't do anything that deal with Russia in terms of what's going to really hurt their economy or do something against Russia. I'm going to go into some of these things he mentioned because I can tell you, you probably have never heard of those acronyms. He's saying, what's been banned or halted? What's in our national security? Then the guy, we're doing everything that's in our national security interest. And what's funny is idiotic Joe Biden's team still has climate change on the list of idiotic exemptions. And while former Secretary of State John Kerry is not part of Team Demented, he was on the varsity under Baby Black Jesus. Kerry just recently told the world that despite the suffering of Ukrainians at the hand of Russian President Vladimir Putin, we should not take our eyes off of the real threat. Remember, the biggest existential threat to mankind? Climate change. But before I go into more detail, let me give you some of these acronyms. The JCPOA, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, deals with Iran and nuclear material, them getting the nuclear weapons. Remember, Trump got us out of the JCPOA because he says it's feckless. It does nothing. We have zero accountability with Iran in this thing. What's been proven out? Who's right and who's wrong? Climate, of course, I've always mentioned that. The guy says it could be anything. He mentioned the Arctic Council. Do you know what the Arctic Council is? Let me read from the Arctic Council's website. The leading intergovernmental forum promoting cooperation, coordination, and interaction among Arctic states, Arctic indigenous peoples, and other Arctic inhabitants on common Arctic issues, and particularly on the issues of sustainable development and environmental protection in the Arctic. It was formally established in 1996. Well, Russia is well placed in the Arctic, so they have their fingers in there. He's going, okay, that opens them up to everything, oil, all kinds of things. He mentioned the ICOA. You have any ICAO. It's funded and directed by 193 national governments to support their diplomacy on cooperation in air transport as signatory states to the Chicago Convention in 1944. Its core function is to maintain an administrative and expert bureaucracy. The ICAO Secretariat supporting these diplomatic interactions. You know what it's really for? It's supposedly terrorism by way of air. That's what it means. And I'm going to go into a little bit more detail on all of this stuff in just a bit. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The casualties are piling up in Ukraine. Here's Michelle Bachelet, United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights.
The military attack on Ukraine is putting at risk countless lives. Between Thursday morning and last night, our office has recorded 406 civilian casualties, including children, and 304 injured.
Russian attacks continue with a 40-mile-long Russian convoy headed for Kyiv. Four people were killed, including three children, after a gunman opened fire at a church in California.
California. Three of the victims were the children of the suspected gunman. The fourth victim was supervising a court-ordered visit between the man and his children. All of the victims were dead when the first responders arrived. The suspect died by suicide. When deputies arrived, they found the body of an adult male along with his three daughters, ages 9, 10, and 13, inside the sanctuary. The mother had a restraining order against the children's father. She was not in the building at the time of the shooting. A group of Cuban illegals is in custody in Key West. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Byrd.
A group of Cuban illegal immigrants that came ashore in the Florida Keys is in custody. Immigration officials saying 13 people were taken into federal custody after landing Sunday night in Key West. U.S. Border Patrol's Miami sector saying the illegal immigrants were part of a maritime smuggling event that arrived in a homemade boat.
Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, joined Senate Republicans in defeating a bill that would have legalized abortions up to birth nationwide. Senators voted 48-46 against ending the debate and allow a vote on the Women's Health Protection Act. The bill, which passed the House last year, would have codified a right to an abortion and combated pro-life state laws. The bill's defeat comes as the Supreme Court is weighing a case that could potentially curb Roe versus Wade. And remember, if you still write a check to pay your bills, it's March 1st. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I think I asked the wrong question. I should have, instead of asking you what is exempted, because I've seen the list of exemptions, and it's frankly huge. Can you give us an example of the kinds of talks that now are no longer going to take place?
You're asking me to...
Are we talking about cultural exchanges or what? I mean, if you look at the list of stuff that's exempted, you start with the JCPOA, you go to climate, you go to COVID, you go to anything having to do with consular affairs.
What you will see...
Anything that the seventh floor thinks is significant enough... Which could be anything. So I'm just wondering, what is it?
You will see
the Arctic Council in there.
You will see a focus on our core national security interests.
Yeah, but every international organization, you know, contact with the Russians at every international organization is carved out. It's exempted from this.
Welcome back, everybody. Matt Lee of the Associated Press grilling the Biden State Department over the exemptions in these. Really? Woo, these are the biggest sanctions ever, says Sister Girl, Kamala Harris. These are the baddest sanctions, boy. They better not mess with us with these sanctions. These sanctions right here, woo-hoo, baby. Did you guys get it? Well, trust me, neither do the Russians. So, you know, I'm trying to just explain sanctions. I mean, are you guys aware that we buy 595,000 barrels of oil from Russia daily. Daily. It's $59 million of oil we purchase daily from the Ruskis. So why are the sanctions, and I'm just curious, I'm asking for a friend, he's Russian, why are the sanctions not designed to hit Russia in its most vulnerable area, a.k.a. the naughty bits? Energy. According to some, Biden's sanctions strategically avoid destroying the Russian economy. Thus, the sanctions are, dare I say, merely symbolic in nature. That's a bit curious for this black man. And oh, by the way, if I were asking myself this question, I would probably hearken back to crackhead Hunter and say, maybe there's some conflicts there. Maybe Putin said, listen, I will allow you to give me sanctions that have no meaning. But if you give me sanctions that hurt my economy, I will expose you for everything you have, Creepy Joe. Just saying. Yeah, the answers are obvious, folks. Biden's energy policy was headed up by Hunter Biden, and America now needs Russian oil, and so do many parts of Europe who pretend that they're all going to get together. Oh, we're going to get together. We will get them. We will get them. These Germans, we will get these Russians. We will get them. Yeah. Uh-huh. We're going to send a bunch of troops. You want to know what troops they're going to send to Poland? They're going to send aid workers. As AP's Matt Lee explained in his question to the Biden administration, they put sanctions on Russia that have so many exemptions, it doesn't matter. That's why. He noted that almost everything qualifies as an exemption, much to the frustration of the State Department spokesperson, Ned Price, who kept saying, well. Ned Price had no legitimate comeback. And let me tell you why. No legitimate comeback exists as an answer to this madness. And if this were Donald Trump, he should rightfully be looked at. And he would be. They'd be digging through everything. They'd be looking. There would truly be Russian conspiracies and collusion here, because that's exactly what's happening. And let me tell you what the real conflict here is. Joe Biden's trying to please both countries. Think about it. I dare you to go in. You better not go in there, Mr. Putin. I'm a tough guy. Remember what he said? Remember what Joe Biden said of Trump? Let's play it again.
It's going to take a hell of a lot of work to make up for all the damage he's done internationally and nationally. His network of thugs and co-conspirators are going to continue to try to undermine our democracy in the meantime. Imagine what he can do in another year. Imagine what can happen in Ukraine.
Okay, class, what's rule number one to understanding Democrats? Democrats 101. They tell you who they are and what they accuse the other people of being, right? So what does Joe Biden say? It's going to take a hell of a lot of work to make up for all the damage he's done nationally and internationally. So what's Joe Biden telling you? Donald Trump was effective in helping America nationally and internationally. That's what he's telling you. Trump was effective. Trump was able to do things that other people were not able to do because he had one thing, make America great again. And his next phrase was what? America first. So Joe Biden's telling you, oh, yeah. I got a lot to undo. I got a lot to undo with Donald Trump. He actually made people respect us. I will do everything I can. And you know what? I'll do it within a year, and I'll get to that part in a bit. What was the next thing he accused Trump of? He says he's got a network of thugs and co-conspirators who he says are going to continue to try to undermine the democracy, our democracy, in the meantime. You know what his thugs and co-conspirators were doing right here in America? Exactly what he said Trump was doing. Cheating in elections. Rigging voting machines. You know they did it. Don't be a pansy. Don't let anybody talk you down on it. Oh, you're one of those. Yes, proudly so. I'm one of those who believe that this country was turned into a banana republic, given a third world dictator who should have been put out to pasture years ago. And there should be all, practically all of the Democrats in prison. Anybody who states that Joe Biden did not cheat in this election should be disavowed from politics. You lying skanks. Yeah, that'll get a few people's attention on my terrestrial stations. I don't care. Lying skanks. Joe Biden admits to having a network of thugs and co-conspirators in the very statement that he said. Because let me tell you what Democrats do. They hide in plain view. You want to know the best way to hide? Hide in plain view. If the FBI puts out an APB for you, oh, he's been gone for 14 hours. Stay put. Even the FBI has now gotten smarter to know, don't go looking. Don't put a perimeter. If you're smart, you'll stay put. You'll change the way you look. You'll change your habits, but you'll hide in plain sight. And that's what Democrats do. You want to be a molester of children? Become a teacher. Who owns the education system now? A bunch of molesters? Oh, Kevin, I'm a teacher. I got friends that are teachers. Okay, if it doesn't fit, shut up. Get out of the game. But let me tell you, the people who molest the most kids are your coaches and your teachers. They're Democrats hiding in plain sight. Don't get mad at me for telling you the plain truth. Hollywood, they bring us your children. Yeah, we'll make stars out of them after we molest them. Corey Haim, Corey Feldman, and most others. Bring me your young ingenues that want to come. We'll treat them with respect. Me Too movement, said Harvey Weinstein, and the many others who remain unnameless. They hide in plain sight. How many of them have been called to the carpet? You think Jeffrey Epstein's the only guy flying kids around and entertaining these super rich people with these little kids and stuff? You must be out of your mind. They hide in plain view. And here's Joe Biden hiding right there, telling you exactly what he's going to do. Then what did he say? Imagine what he can do in another year. You know what Trump did in another year? He prevented Russia from invading Ukraine. And you know what he would have done this term? He would have brought Ukraine into NATO. I don't know whether we needed him there. Quite frankly, I don't care. I ridiculed countries in another broadcast about, you know, who came into NATO. Really? Northern Macedonia? You think anybody's really afraid that we brought in Northern Macedonia? Maybe it's strategic for a base or something, but I don't think the Northern Macedonian army is going to save us. By the way, Matt Lee asked Biden about this. He says the OSCE, he mentioned that. That's the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, the world's largest security-oriented intergovernmental organization with observer status at the UN. It mandates such issues as arms control, promotion of human rights, freedom of the press, and fair elections. And Russia is exempted from any of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you. Okay. What if they can be part of that? What can't they be part of? Not be part of. Really? Promotion of human rights, freedom of the press, and fair elections. Russia. By the way, how are we even part of this, given what happened in our elections? Just ask yourself, is Biden serious?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Bidens, folks, are responsible for the war with Russia and Ukraine. Yes! Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Hey, listen, if you're new to the program, go to the website, get your free T-shirt. Yeah, go. We're giving you one. I want to know that you're listening. I want to hear from you. We're anxious to talk to you, especially the new markets. We got some new markets that opened up, I think five. And I don't brag on how fast they're growing because I don't really care. What I care about is digital. The digital market's important. Going and downloading the podcast is the most important thing you can do for me because it's advertisers that don't care. They're not going to be Kevin Jackson said something controversial. You mean the truth? Kevin Jackson reported the truth? Anyway, the Secret Service apparently believes the dog ate their homework. Yes, America, that lame excuse appears to be what the Secret Service is using when they get asked about Hunter, the crackheads, travel records. And you can bet your hipster butt, if we needed Eric Trump's travel records, every clandestine agency of the government would step up with unredacted records. The next day, in triplicate. But when it comes to Hunter Biden, the Secret Service struggles. So they're telling Republican investigators that they can't find the communications related to Hunter's travel, forget this, the year 2010, 2011, or 2013, when Joe Biden was VP for Baby Black Jesus. So who wants this? Senator Grassley of Iowa and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, both are Republicans. They sent the Secret Service a letter and they said, listen, we want the unredacted travel records for Hunter Biden between 2009 and 2017. They want full travel records. And when they got them, they had nothing but inappropriate redactions, particularly for the years when Hunter Biden went to Kazakhstan, 2014. But what irks the senators most is not so much the missing documents from 2014. They want to understand why 3 years of documents are missing entirely. Pay attention to me, people. I'm preaching. 3 years. Can you imagine if they wanted the Trump son's travel documents from 2016 to 2020 and the Secret Service sent redacted documents or wouldn't send 3 years of documents? The director of the Secret Service is a guy named James Murray. He says they didn't find any documents tied to the Republicans' request. In consultation with the Department of Homeland Security, on June 11, 2021, the Secret Service provided documents responsive to your request in accordance with the law, longstanding executive branch practice, and department-wide standards. Pretty low standards, right? That's what Murray wrote to the GOP. In October of 2020, the Secret Service worked extensively with your committees and agreed to search parameters provided by your offices to identify communications regarding Mr. Biden's travel. These search parameters did not yield communications for the years 2010, 2011, and 2013. What, was he on a crackhead bench for those three years? Look, I don't want to bring up Hunter's laptop, but, you know, you have to be on a serious binger for you to have nothing. This raises questions given the Secret Service travel records that show Biden made trips to China and other destinations around the world, including Russia, Italy, Spain, and Mexico. Clearly something is amiss, folks. Why can't we get obviously simple records? Have you traveled anywhere? The State Department knows where your passport got stamped and where you went. Unless you went, you know, secret, like the Epstein trips and you didn't get on the manifest. But if you did it by the book, which Hunter supposedly did, they have the information. Well, you know the answer. We aren't getting these answers because the elitists running America won't allow these records to be released because these records would expose the Biden family for who and what they are. And let's not forget the two countries embroiled in battle today both have ties to Hunter Biden. Both of them. So it's a legitimate question to ask, where are his records? And when they're not stalling, they send redacted records, as if Hunter Biden were some important person in politics whose movements shouldn't be tracked. It's not like Hunter Biden was negotiating some secret arms deal or whatever. He was like, hey, Dad, I'm a crackhead. You mind if I tag along on some of the trips and, you know, take care of the family business? Yeah, Hunter, come on. The good son died and you're all I got left. So, yeah, you can run the family racketeering organization. Sure thing, son. And by the way, don't do drugs. At least not till you get back home. Clearly, folks, the Secret Service, with the help of Team Demento, are keeping the crackhead Biden's movements confidential. Because if America knew what Hunter was up to, They would conclude that Joe Biden's Russia-Ukraine problem might be Hunter Biden the crackhead's foreign strategy. Yes, a crackhead set America's destructive path to potential war with Russia. That should be the conclusion of the media. Last month, the Secret Service handed over 259 pages with extensive redactions, none of which should be redacted. And here's what Grassley and Johnson wrote. These inappropriate redactions impede our office's ability to understand the full scope of the interaction between Hunter Biden and his associates and the Secret Service. The Secret Service hid names and other information contained in email conversations regarding Hunter Biden without any proper legal justification. I remind you, while all this has been going on, Joe Biden made a deal for oil with the Russians. Let me just say what happened. Emails from Hunter Biden's laptop show that he scheduled a meeting in 2014 with Karim Masimov, the then prime minister of Kazakhstan. How does a crackhead get a meeting with the prime minister of a country? The meeting was set to discuss an energy deal with the infamous Burisma, the Ukrainian equivalent of Big Oil here in America. And Hunter communicated in that laptop that he planned to ditch the Secret Service detail before departing from Paris to Kazakhstan to discuss the deal. That's why that 2014 one is in question. Now, the laptop that we're talking about undoubtedly belonged to Hunter Biden, or somebody knew a lot about him and put some pretty graphic stuff on there. And the Democrats' new Renaissance man admitted in his memoir that the laptop could have been stolen by, you want to guess? The Russians. Yep. We know Hunter Biden was picking up Russian hookers. Now, Joey Demento's 2020 campaign and a complicit media dismissed the laptop story. Oh, it's part of Russian disinformation. Don't believe it. Because as you all know, folks that listen to the Kevin Jackson Network, the Democrats hide and lie in plain sight. Now, this Ukraine-Russia thing, it belongs to Joey Demento. What was Joe Biden's role in helping guide baby black Jesus' administration's Ukraine policy? He did it. The Grassley Report outlined the obvious conflicts of interest as Hunter Biden had a lucrative position on the board with Burisma. So I ask you again, how does a crackhead get on the board of a global oil company? How does a crackhead receive millions of dollars while on board of said company and yet have absolutely no expertise in the business? Now, the Democrats during this time, as you know, have accused the Trump family of having ties to Russia. The Biden family hid in plain sight. The Biden family had clear ties to Russia and Ukraine, yet the media and other leftists wholly ignored the story. And to this day, folks, many leftists will fight you tooth and nail to protect the Bidens as evidence of Biden's corruption in both of these countries stares them right in their two faces. So how complicit are the Bidens in causing this war between Ukraine and Russia? I don't know. But isn't it time for the media to do its job? Joe Biden threatened to withhold $1 billion from Ukraine if they investigated his son any further. Don't you think we should now revisit that? How does that play in this latest development? And what about the arms deals that America made with Ukraine or the oil deal that I've mentioned that Joe Biden made with Russia? How's that play into all of this? Shouldn't anything involving any of these two now warring countries be thoroughly investigated? Because if the Trump family were involved, the Democrats would be salivating.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.